USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The number of hospitalizations due to the coronavirus has topped 100,000 for four straight days in the U.S. There have been more than 1 million new coronavirus cases since December 1st. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx called out governors and mayors for not putting in enough restrictions, and Americans for not doing what they have been asked on NBC's Meet the Press.
This fall-winter surge is combining everything that we saw in the spring with everything that we saw in the summer. This is not just the worst public health event. This is the worst event that this country will face, not just from a public health side. Yet, we know what behaviors spread the virus, and we know how to change those behaviors to stop spreading the virus.
There's another lockdown in California as hospitals are pushed to the breaking point due to surging cases. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that's shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Most of the lights are back on after the first big winter storm of the season knocked down power to tens of thousands across New England. The system brought high winds and heavy snow to the region Saturday. The power outage website says over 196,000 customers lost power in Maine and over 46,000 in New Hampshire. Thousands lost power in Connecticut, where local forecasters also warned of black ice on the roads as temperatures dipped below freezing overnight. The actor who played Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley has died. David Lander was 73. His wife says he died from multiple sclerosis that he had been battling for more than half his life. Lander and his comedic partner Michael McKean played Lenny and Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley, which ran from 1976 to 1983. Jimmy Buffett is no longer wasting away in his Florida mansion. The New York Post says the Margaritaville singer sold his three-bedroom Palm Beach mansion for $7.6 million in late November. He also has homes in Beverly Hills and St. Bart's in the Caribbean. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The FDA could authorize the use of a coronavirus vaccine in the U.S. when it meets later this week, and side effects are to be expected as the first doses are administered. From the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau, here's Dan Naraki.
A vaccine against the coronavirus may be days away from receiving an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The agency will meet on December 10th to decide whether to issue the EUA for Pfizer's vaccine. So if approved, what side effects will people experience? Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine and tells Fox News about the side effects that he experienced after getting the shot.
I had never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, you know, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and it basically muted all the effects. It was about 24 hours worth, and then there was a lot of shot site pain. Probably 48 to 72 hours.
In the UK, more than 50 vaccination hubs have been set up at hospitals as the first doses of the vaccine from Pfizer have arrived. Following approval last week by the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, elderly people and care home workers will be the first to receive the vaccine in the UK. Mass immunizations are set to begin on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.